Our visit to Beaver Creek Hunting Lodge and Full Circle Aquaponics comes to a close today with a walkabout led by owner Alice Hill, who voices her hopes and dreams for this amazing place.
But primarily, what my hope is with this is as a demonstration site, because aquaponics has become very, it's a topic of interest right now in many areas. And yet, in order to go and see an aquaponics system, people have to go quite a bit of distance to see one. When I first became interested in it, more than just as a novel idea, I went to Wisconsin and spent a week in Wisconsin seeing a system in operation, helping to build a system, getting the groundwork knowledge base in order to have one of my own.
We go past young fruit trees that hold a promise of future pies, jellies, and jams, and take a look at a cover crop area that is in a transition stage, sporting crimson clover and buckwheat that provides pollen for the honeybees. We move through the garden and hoop house, past the nursery barn that in February is home to nearly 1,000 seedlings under fluorescent lights. This building also houses a series of compost-making efforts. Kitchen scraps and organic material create fish food in the form of worms and insects and grubs, as well as rich composted soil that many gardeners call black gold. In the wintertime, trays of this prized growing medium sprout wheat, oats, and barley to provide fresh green fodder for the pigs and chickens. Outside, we pass the pig pens, home to jowly red wattle porkers from Missouri that provide a limited number of breeder piglets, as well as bacon, hams, and pork chops for a winter's worth of hunters. Laying hens and fryer chickens prowl the pasture grass, and in the distance are Black Angus cattle, as well as Dutch belted dairy cows. As we look out across a field of sorghum cane raised for cattle feed, Alice speaks of a new project.
And this is all going to go into a mixed meadow for wildlife habitat.
Okay, great.
Much of what we do is geared towards preserving the wildlife habitat because it ties into what we're doing, but it's also the right thing to do. And so even if and when the hunting lodge is no longer in existence, what we'll have done is left the place much better than we found it. And that's sort of one of my mottos of life is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, leave it better than when you found it.
If you'd like to make your own visit to Full Circle Aquaponics, you can find the contact information on our website at hppr.org.